Who is most likely to be impacted by an oil train disaster? This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. According to the group Penn Environment, millions of Pennsylvanians live within the potential evacuation zone for a crude oil train accident, putting them at risk in the event of an explosion. Now in a new study, Penn Environment looked at oil train routes in four Pennsylvania cities, Philadelphia, Reading, Harrisburg, and Pittsburgh, using the EPA's environmental justice methodology. I asked Zoe Sina-Sklar what they found.
People of color and low-income communities are disproportionately at risk from oil trains.
I want to talk about some of the statistics you uncovered. For example, Philadelphia I thought was especially striking. What did you find there?
I actually would say that some of the most striking findings are in Pittsburgh. If you are not white, you are more than twice as likely to live in the oil train blast zone than if you are white. And if you are also living in a low-income community and are a person of color, then you are over three times as likely to live in that blast zone than if you are white.
I'm just wondering if these findings were surprising to you as you were putting this report together.
More than surprising, these findings were depressing to me. Already, we are having many conversations as a nation around the reality of racism today in our country. And this is a story that I think ties into stories in Flint, Michigan, and ties into stories across the country where the negative impacts of environmental contamination and of industrial processes is a heavy burden on communities of color.
Zoe Sina-Sklar is with Penn Environment. You can find out more about the report and the recommendations at our website, AlleghenyFront.org. The two Democratic presidential candidates are locked in a battle for their party's nomination. At a CNN debate in Flint, Michigan, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders talked about environmental issues, including lead contamination. Clinton also got a chance to speak up on a hot-button issue for many in her party's base, fracking. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier explains.
When asked her thoughts on fracking, Hillary Clinton gave a list of conditions that would have to be met in order for her to be okay with it. Full disclosure of chemicals used, no air or water pollution, and local approval for any projects.
So by the time we get through all of my conditions, I do not think there will be many places in America where fracking will continue to take place.
These were strong words, especially from Clinton. As Secretary of State, she supported fracking as a way to get the U.S. off of foreign oil and gas and encouraged America's allies to do the same. So what's behind Clinton's tough talk on fracking? Terry Madonna, a pollster at Franklin and Marshall College, said, check the calendar. It's primary season, and Democratic primary voters are much more liberal than voters in the general election.
It's another one of the positions that Hillary Clinton has moved further to the left.
Bringing her closer to Bernie Sanders. Asked his thoughts on fracking, Sanders had a pretty short answer that played well to his supporters.
No, I do not support fracking.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Reed Frazier.
And with the Allegheny Front Environment Update, I'm Carol Holsapple.